This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Rick Pitino walks over to the assistant coaches, the inbound to St. John's. They dribble it out, and that's it. The number 10 seed, Arkansas, is moving on. Calipari best Pitino, and Arkansas is on to the Sweet 16. St. John's dream season comes to an end in the second round in Providence.
New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Hey, all right, now we can officially get it rolling here. It's Pat Boyle with you on The Fan, going until 6 a.m. Rick Pitino, a legendary coach, made a legendarily dumb move that cost the Johnnies their season on Saturday. 888-808-1019. Again, I got you till 6 a.m. Tweet me, or you can find me on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. Hopefully, you know by now, you can listen no matter where you are, anytime on the Odyssey app. And again, the phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. So do you agree or do you disagree that Rick Pitino benching R.J. Lewis for the final 5 minutes in St. John's season-ending upset loss to Arkansas, do you agree or do you disagree with that move? And in case you didn't watch the game or, you know, maybe you weren't that locked in and, you know, you want to be a part of the conversation, I'll basically go through it here. So R.J. Lewis Jr., leading scorer for St. John's, almost 19 points per game on the season. He was the Big East Player of the Year. Player of the Year in the Big East. Not only that, second team All-American. Not only that, had been on a tear to end the season. He had 20 or more points in 5 out of the last 6 games. But, you know, in the Big East tournament quarterfinals, he had 20 against Butler. St. John's dominated. In the Big East semifinals, maybe this was a sign of things to come, I guess, because Marquette did everything to shut him down. They threw double teams at him. He only went 4 for 18 from the field in that Big East tournament semifinal against Marquette. He scored 13 points, but that was a night where the big man, Zubi Ejiofor, scored a career-high 33. So, all right, he doesn't shoot well, no problem. Zubi steps up. St. John still won the game going away. And then in the Big East championship game, where the stakes are even higher, R.J. Lewis went for 29 points and 10 rebounds. He was brilliant. And in the first round game against Omaha back on Thursday night, R.J. had 22 points, 8 rebounds. So again, best player on the team, second team All-American, Big East Player of the Year, And he, for the most part, despite, you know, outside of that one game against Marquette, he was on a heater going into the tournament, and he played and he shot well. He had 5 threes in the opening round game against Omaha. RJ Lewis, and this, I'll be the first to say it, before we get to your calls at 888-808-1019, RJ Lewis was horrible in the first half against Arkansas. He was still pretty mediocre in the second half against Arkansas. And even then, St. John's was keeping it a close game. St. John's was hanging in there despite being outplayed, despite not being able to hit water if they fell out of a boat. They went 2 out of 22 from 3. But they were able to stay in the game because they were getting offensive rebounds like they always do. They were getting to the free throw line. And Arkansas also couldn't hit a shot. Arkansas went 2 of 19 from deep. And in a game where, you know, again, the final was 75-66. But in a game where St. John's trailed by 12, and then they get it back within 3 points with under 7 minutes to go, and they got it down to 2 points with 4:56 to go. RJ Lewis gets to the free throw line. He makes both free throws. It's 64-62. There's less than 5 minutes to go. Rick Pitino takes his best player off the floor, and he doesn't see the floor again the rest of the game. You're down by 2 points with under 5 to go, and you take your best player out, and he doesn't come back in. That by itself, no matter how bad he was playing, how bad he was shooting, that is unacceptable. Unacceptable. You know what that is? That's a rookie mistake by a guy that's won 2 national championships, and I don't care if one was vacated or whatnot. The scandal, you know, the past that Rick Pitino has. He's won 2 national championships. He's a guy that has taken 3 teams to the Final Four. This was a legendary season for St. John's. And after 35 games and 3/4 of the 36th game, Rick Pitino made a rookie mistake. A legendary head coach made a legendarily idiotic move, and it cost them their season. Because from that point on, in the final 5 minutes, St. John scored 4 points. 4. I don't care if RJ Lewis was 3 of 17, and I agree with everything that Steve Lapis, who was the color commentator on the broadcast with Andrew Catalan, I agree with everything that Lap was saying. He goes, I don't care if he was 1 for 30. Nobody on the team was shooting the ball well. Nobody. Kadari Richmond, who, by the way, is, in my opinion, the third best player on the team, best defender, got in foul trouble. He got jobbed. He got screwed on that 5th foul call that knocked him out of the game. But either way, Kadari Richmond also couldn't make a shot. Couldn't. He was getting to the hoop and couldn't finish a layup. So Kadari Richmond was out of the game, fouled out. You didn't have him to go to. Nobody else on the team. Davon Smith scored 13 points. He was the only other guy in double figures. Aaron Scott was 1 for 10 from the field. Simeon Wilcher also got in foul trouble. 1 for 5 from the field. Leotopoulos, the kid who comes off the bench and shoots the threes, 1 for 8 from the field. Davon Smith was the only other guy that could actually remotely hit a shot. Zubi Ejiofor was the best player. He's the only buddy doing anything for St. John's. And even then, in the second half, they got away from the approach. They got away from the game plan of getting it to Ejiofor when Arkansas's big men were in foul trouble. And St. John's just got away from the approach. I would have just bounced past it or threw it into Ejiofor. I don't care if he was double-teamed. Just give the big man the ball and let him turn and go to the bucket. Because he was getting fouled, and he hit 9 of 11 from the free throw line, and he was the only guy providing any offense for St. John's. So not only did they get away from that game plan, then Kadari Richmond fouls out. Who else did he do? It was Rick Pitino hoping to make shots on that team. He was hoping that Lefteris Leotopoulos, a name that sounds like it's out of a video game, that's who you were hoping to make shots. Aaron Scott, who also barely made a shot all game. Those are the guys that Rick Pitino had on the floor for the final 5 minutes in what was, at one point, a two-point game. Rather than your Big East Player of the Year, your All-American, your best player, the guy that has carried you for most of the season. How does that make sense? And if you're watching that game and you say, oh, well, his attitude was crap. I saw Zubi Ejiofor and a couple of the guys, you know, basically trying to wake him up, you know, shaking his shoulder, saying, let's go, man. You know, because his body language was horrible. But in the final 5 minutes of a one-score game in the NCAA tournament, you got to rely on your best player. You got to have him on the floor. If there's anybody capable of getting hot and, I don't know, hitting one three-pointer, it's your best player. It's your best scorer. For Rick Pitino to take him off the floor in a two-point game with 5 minutes left is inexcusable. It is unacceptable. This was a phenomenal season. A phenomenal season for St. John's. And it ended on a very sour, disappointing note. With the head coach, the godfather, the guy that you trusted, that I trusted to bring this team to the national title game, to the Final Four. A mistake that is unacceptable. It's a rookie move by a head coach that has won just about everything there is to win in this sport at this level. Because from the time he took RJ Lewis off the floor, it was 64-62, I believe, or was it 62-60? Either way, it was a two-point game, and St. John's got outscored by 7 points in the final 5 minutes. It was 64-62. And from that point on, 11-4 in favor of Arkansas. And your best player on your team, I don't care how bad he was playing, nobody else outside of Zubi Ejiofor, the center, the big man, nobody else on that team was making a shot either. Nobody else was hitting shots. It'd be different if one Kadari Richmond hadn't fouled out. It would also be different if anybody else on the team could have made a shot. Nobody. Not a single person. So what was it, Pitino? What was it? You didn't like his body language? Was something said that we don't know about? We'll never know. We'll probably never be privy to the conversations that were happening between Rick Pitino and RJ Lewis. And again, the way that Rick Pitino answered the questions kind of just sounds like he knew that he screwed up, knew that right after that game ended that it backfired, that he pushed the wrong button, and his season's over. Now he's pissed at it, so now he's not going to answer the questions in a right manner from the media. Basically saying, you know why he didn't play. No, we don't know why he didn't play. He was 3-for-17. Yeah, he's reading off his box score. I don't care what the box score was. Why don't you read off what the other guys on the team shot? Again, outside of one other player, outside of the big man, Zubi Ejiofor, read off the box score of every other guy on the team because it all looked horrible. Nobody on that team could make a shot. So you're down 2 points with 5 minutes to go, and you're telling me the right coaching move is to take your best player off the floor? Your best player. And it's not like RJ Lewis was a defensive liability. He's been a great defender. He has embodied that relentless pressure defense that St. John's has played all year long. It's not like he was a liability on defense. Now, again, did St. John's defend like they normally did? Not necessarily. But also, I mean, again, look at Arkansas's shooting numbers. Arkansas couldn't hit a shot. They couldn't hit a shot. They went 2 of 22 from 3. Arkansas went 27 of 63. They shot 43% from the field. St. John's took 12 more shots. They couldn't hit them. And St. John's only turned the ball over 6 times. RJ Lewis had 1 turnover. So he wasn't costing you possessions turning the ball over. His defense really, in my opinion, I watched again. I mean, there was a couple times Arkansas was able to get to the layup, bucket for a layup. But that's, you know, again, St. John's is doing the same thing and not finishing those layups. And the way that the refs were calling the game where everything was a foul, I'm not going to say that R.J. Lewis cost this team with his defense and that was the reason why he needed to be taken off the court. Because Arkansas really didn't do anything special offensively. So he didn't cost you with his turnovers. So because your best player is having a rough shooting night, and yet you're still only down 2 points in the game. Can you imagine if Jalen Brunson is 3 of 17 from the field and the Knicks are in game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, or second round, game 5 of the second round of the playoffs against the Celtics. The Knicks are down 3-1. Jalen Brunson is 3 of 17 from the field. He's healthy. He's not hurt. It's a 2-point game with less than 4 minutes to go, and Tom Thibodeau pulls Jalen Brunson. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The Knicks, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, but not the best. Just like St. John's, one of the best teams in the country, not the best. They were a 2 seed against a team they were favored to beat. Not that the Knicks would be favored to beat Boston, but again, you get the message. Your best player, second team All-American, Big East Player of the Year. He's not on the floor for the final 5 minutes. Make that make sense. How does Rick Pitino make that mistake? He pushed the wrong button. He thought that any one of those guys off the bench would have been able to hit a three or hit shots, and they couldn't. None of them. Would he have looked like a genius if Davon Smith took over that game or Leotopoulos hit a couple of threes? Yeah, he would have. But on a night where nobody was able to hit shots outside of one player, your big man, who, again, you failed to feed down the stretch, there is no justification for benching your best player in a moment like that. There is none. And now St. John's season is over because of it. You could tell me that Pitino didn't cost them, that it was R.J. Lewis shooting that way that cost them, or that it was St. John's, you know, getting guys, Kadari Richmond fouling out that cost them, or Simeon Wiltshire, one of their other best guards, who got into foul trouble and was only able to play 15 minutes, that his foul trouble cost them, that it was St. John's offensive performance as a team that cost them. Again, you know what I go back to? You had a 2-point game with 5 minutes left. 2-point game with 5 minutes left to go. And you pull your best player. Tell me what other coach in the country is making that move in that spot. I want to know. Because I guarantee you Calipari wouldn't have done it. I guarantee you Bill Self wouldn't have done it. I guarantee you Danny Hurley wouldn't have done it. I guarantee you Tom Izzo wouldn't have done it. So why? I guarantee you Bruce Pearl wouldn't have pulled their best player, Jani Broome, if he was having a rough shooting night. So why did Rick Pitino pull R.J. Lewis, St. John's best player, the Big East Player of the Year, in a 2-point game with 5 minutes to go? Can we hear from Pitino here? Because, sometimes you have to hear it for yourself. I can tell you about it. Maybe you haven't heard Rick Pitino's comments. But here is Coach Pitino when basically asked for the first time, why was R.J. Lewis not on the floor for the final 5 minutes?
Was that just because he just wasn't making them, or was there something more to it?
Played 30 minutes. It's a long time.
So he was tired?
No, played 30 minutes and I went with other people. You already know the answers, Roger. You're asking leading questions. You already know it. So don't ask leading questions. You already know why he didn't play.
Yeah, so that was one of the guys from Newsday, I think. I forget, Roger something. I forget his name. I was asking the question everybody wants to know. When we're watching on TV, and that was the story in the last 2 minutes, once it became clear St. John isn't going to hit a shot, and Arkansas then got the lead up to 5, got the lead up to 6, got the lead up to 7. They're hitting free throws, and the game, you know, basically then, in case you forgot, by the way, here's the story. R.J. Lewis has been on the bench since the 4:56 mark. The Big East Player of the Year has not seen the game. And, you know, and that was in case you weren't paying attention and you didn't see him. Because the entire last 10 minutes, St. John's is getting back in the game, and I'm saying, all right, this is it. R.J. Lewis hasn't had a good game, but now's the time for him to step up. And Arkansas, give them credit. They got a lot of athletic defenders. But don't act like the Big East and the SEC is like going from, you know, single A baseball to major leagues. Oh, no, St. John's hasn't seen a team defend like that all year. Come on. Arkansas had good athletic defenders. St. John's just played their worst game of the year. Worst offensive game of the year. So I give Arkansas defense credit for that, but, you know, again, R.J. Lewis struggled, but the last thing is he gets to the free throw line. So it's all right. You know, the refs have been calling fouls left and right here down the stretch. Just let R.J. Lewis attack the cup and get to the free throw line. He gets to the free throw line. He hits two free throws. He comes out of the game in a two-point game. He never gets back in. And that was Rick Pitino's answer? And they followed up and they basically pressed him again. Here's what he had to say the second time.
You know he was 3 for 17. You know he was 0 for 3. So you're answering your own. I'm not going to knock one of my players.
You don't have to knock one of your players, Rick. You don't have to. But you have to tell us why he didn't play the final 5 minutes. That cost St. John's their season. Forget about how poorly they shot. Forget about the foul trouble. That's my opinion. Because again, it's a two-point game with 5 minutes to go. And you take out an All-American and the Conference Player of the Year and he doesn't go back in. I don't care if he's 3 for 17. He is the most capable player of catching hot in the final 4 minutes. All it takes is for him to knock down one shot. And then what? It's a 40-minute game. Sometimes it takes teams 36, 37 minutes to just hang in before they can win it. And St. John's was down by two. It wasn't like they were down 10. They're down 2 points. Brutal. Just absolutely brutal. Rick Pitino is the one that cost the Johnnies their season. That move. That's the headline. Big East Player of the Year, All-American, leading scorer, benched for the final 5 minutes in what was a two-point game. 888-808-1019. So we'll take your phone calls here. If you disagree with me, that's fine. If you think that R.J. Lewis' body language was terrible, he was playing terrible, there's nothing he was going to do to turn it around, I want to hear from you. But if you agree with me, if you think it's Pitino after such a legendary season as the one that cost St. John's, I'd like to hear from you as well. And just your general thoughts on the game. I really did think St. John's could win the title. I had it in my bracket, got my bracket in front of me. Might as well rip it up. Very disappointing. I thought that they were getting a lot of disrespect. But that was the thing on St. John's all year. Oh, they don't shoot the three well. They're one of the worst teams shooting the three in the tournament. If they don't knock down shots, what's going to happen? But we had seen them win so many games this year not knocking down shots because they did it with their defense. They did it with the offensive rebounds. And on a night where they were 2 for 22 from 3 and shot 28% from the field, this was still a two-point game with 5 minutes to go. And then the head coach, the godfather, the guy that I trusted, the guy that you trusted, that has brought this program back to life, ultimately, he's the one that sticks the dagger into the season of St. John's. Rick Pitino is culpable for that loss yesterday. 888-808-1019. So we'll get to your calls when we come back. A lot to get to again throughout this show. I got you till 6 a.m. It's Pat Boy with you here on The Fan. We'll get into Jameis Winston and the Giants' plans at quarterback the rest of the way and in the draft. Yankees injuries. Knicks beating the Wizards. Your thoughts on March Madness, but I want to hear from the Johnnies faithful here because that was about as painful of a watch as you could have in those final couple of minutes. So we get it rolling with your calls next, 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. It's Pat Boyle with you here on The Fan.